To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
Here's my thing with the Cubs. Going into the postseason, you look at what teams are vibing, what teams are playing well, and I look at that offense. For so much of the season, that was the thing that drove them. That was their strength. It's great that they're in the postseason. Now I'm concerned about how they're going to be able to score runs once they get there.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
At 25, I became a beat reporter. And 27, I'm on TV every day, but also an MLB insider. It happened really fast, but you'd rather take it a year too early as opposed to saying, I'm not ready yet. I'll let that opportunity pass. And you never know when it comes back around.
Russell Dorsey.
I'm Russell.
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
We love having Russ Dorsey on. He is the National Major League Insider at Yahoo Sports. He is an insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. He's also a friend of the show. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody, and we are coming live to you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, but I actually had a friend named
it's a long intro.
Mike Grossi. So who I played basketball with, Mark Grody and Mike Grossi. So that's what it made me think of. That was a good memory. Thank you, Layla.
Well, okay, good, because yeah. It also sounds like it could have been an unfortunate childhood nickname.
Not at all. No, I did not get as much crap for having the name Grody as I should have, because that was when Grody to the Max was popular.
Oh, G-R-O-D-Y, yes.
Right. So, but it's I did, but not to the level of trauma. But thank you for your sympathy.
Good to know, yes. When people were kind.
Yes.
This is Rahimi Harris. Why? Why is that my day-to-day? Rahimi Harrison Grody.
It's three people.
670 The Score. We are live from Gallagher Way. They've got the Detroit and Cleveland game on. We got a ton of fans out here. There is a lot of stuff happening, and Russ decided to wear a sweater in 80 degree weather.
Listen, I'm trying to be a professional.
Thank
Layla,
you.
This is my workplace.
What are we?
Listen, you guys can wear t-shirts and stuff, and it's like when you're sitting in front of a manager or a player at a press conference, and you want to
Intimidate him with the guns?
No. See, that's the other thing. Sleeves. I've been wearing sleeves a lot with you guys lately.
You have been.
Why? Were you? Did they have a talk with you or something in the offices? Were they like, hey, man, seriously?
You the fall is here, man. Even though it's really hot today. I put them away for the fall growth.
Fair enough.
And you mentioned sitting in front of a manager. Were you in for the pregame availability today?
For both. Yeah, Craig Counsell and Mike Schultz.
Oh, that's nice. So what were your takeaways?
I could understand why both managers did what they did as far as the decisions for the 26-man roster. And it's always fascinating, the roster moves in the wild card round more than any other round, because you have to assume, hey, this is a sprint to get to this NLDS. If you're Craig Counsell, if you're Mike Schilt, if you're the Padres or the Cubs, you're saying, okay, what helps us move on? It might not be the player that you're always expecting, but in the case of Javier Assad for the Chicago Cubs, he pitched the bulk of their innings over the weekend when he appeared, so that's likely not a guy that's going to pitch for you in this short three-game series, should it go three games. So those are some of the things you have to make, but I'm really – the thing I love about the postseason is the chess match between managers of, hey, I got to have a quick trigger because – our backs could be against the wall tomorrow. We could be going home. So you're talking about starters getting pulled out of the game in third and fourth inning, guys coming off the bench to pinch hit in the fourth or fifth inning, because you know, hey, runs are going to be at a premium, and if you're the Cubs in this series and you know San Diego has a really strong bullpen, we can't wait around to say, you know, we'll wait till the sixth or seventh inning to have a guy come off the bench and pitch it.
And you don't think they're going to win this series, the Cubs?
In our Yahoo predictions, I picked San Diego to win the series yesterday.
Tell me why.
I think San Diego is built for the short series because they can shorten games. And you don't necessarily need five, six, seven innings from their starting pitchers because they have, you know, Jeremiah Estrada, Adrian Morejone, Mason Miller, and Robert Suarez in the back end. You could really shorten games and have those guys pitch not only today, but tomorrow and even Thursday. And then you can worry about what your pitching looks like in the next round.
I want to go back to what you were saying, Russ, about the potential quick trigger that any manager should obviously have this time of year. And we saw Joel Maddon do that a lot back in November, Jason Hamill. I keep using him as the example. But let's say today Matthew Boyd is struggling in the third inning.
Quick trigger. Yeah.
So is there a guy that he's thinking of as a long man, or is that going to purely be situationally based on that moment and who's coming up? Or is there a guy that is best suited to come in the third?
I think it will be situational based on, like, who's up, right? Like, is Fernando Tatis Jr. up? All right, I'd probably need a right-hander as opposed to a left-hander. But a guy I'm thinking about, Marshall's guy, Colin Ray, like,
okay,
that's a guy that could be a weapon for you.
Yeah.
It's been really good this year.
That makes sense.
And as a guy who can pitch a couple of innings.
Yeah.
And I know Craig Counsell is an out-getters guy, and he doesn't like putting people in these, you know, pigeonhole them into a role. But Colin Ray could be a very important pitcher in this series
because
he's a guy that can eat a couple of innings up for you and be the bridge between, you know, your starter and, you know, those middle relievers.
You're talking about tomorrow, though, right? Not today.
No, I'm talking about today.
Colin Ray can't pitch today.
You don't know, Marshall.
Why?
You got to play it game to game.
Oh, okay. If Colin Ray pitches today and Shota comes out and looks like Shota has the last month, who then comes in?
Savali,
Mike Soroka. Like,
all right.
I'm just saying. Like, Mike Soroka, you have him on the roster. That's a guy that's a starter and could eat, put in theory, multiple innings.
Yeah.
So you got to play a game by game. Like, the most important game for the San Diego Padres or the Chicago Cubs is today, right? If Matthew Boyd is struggling, you got to go get him if you're Craig Counsell, because it's about today's game and you worry about tomorrow.
No, I agree with you. I think the other part of this that makes it so hard, Colin Ray is a really good example, Russ. It's the concept of timing your lightning strikes.
Yeah.
You've got to figure out who is most likely to give you lightning, and you've got to figure out when you can catch it in that bottle. Like, that's what makes this so difficult. And for some teams, we've mentioned ad nauseum Kyle Schwarber, but that's because he's a playoff guy. You know, that was the specific desire of Dave Dombrowski when he brought him on with the Phillies. It shows. You know, what he's done in the regular season is absolutely fabulous home run-wise. But when it comes to what he does, you know that he's the person who can be that game changer. For the Cubs, I have trouble trying to figure out who that's going to be if Kyle Tucker isn't healthy. And that's where this gets difficult. Nico Hoerner is going to be consistent for me. I know he's going to get on base. He's my most likely to do so. But outside of that, it becomes a bit difficult when trying to time that lightning that I was speaking of.
X factors in this series for me: Michael Busch, Seiya Suzuki. I think it was huge for the Cubs that Seiya Suzuki found that power stroke that last weekend of the series, of the season, in that series against St. Louis, because I think that sends them into the playoffs with a little bit of confidence. You needed more than one or two guys to be going offensively if you expected to do anything in this postseason and to move on past San Diego and go to the NLDS. And then Michael Busch, all year long, he's been fantastic and one of the most underrated, under-the-radar players in Major League Baseball this season. And having a guy like that at the top of the order who can not only get on base at a high clip but can jump the yard on you and give you a 1-0 lead early is really important to have. And I think to your Kyle Tucker point, I was just talking about this with somebody earlier, having a 75% Kyle Tucker hitting in that DH spot for you is probably better than some other players at 100%. So
yeah.
I think that's what you're going to have to lean on. And I think my favorite part about the postseason is we've done a lot of talking over the last couple of weeks about what it will look like once the Cubs get to the postseason. Hey, all the money's on the table now. Go get it.
Like, if you think you're a team that deserves to move on to the next round, you got to play like it.
We have all answered this question, including Ron Coomer as well. Three of us answered it the same. One of us, Marshall, did not. And the question is, who is the most dangerous hitter in the Padres lineup?
I have two answers. One is based off of a recent trend. That would be Jackson Merrill.
It's a new name to the fray.
Stud center fielder,
yes,
for the Padres. Had a 900 OPS in the month of September. Really found his swing. 7 home runs also in September. But the most dangerous player in this lineup is Fernando Tatis Jr. And the reason that's the answer is because this is a player that lives for the moment. He lives for the postseason. I covered the Padres last year in the postseason, and what he was able to do against the Los Angeles Dodgers almost eliminated the Dodgers, where they didn't end up winning the World Series. Like, he's built for these moments. He's not afraid of the moments. He loves the bright lights. He actually talked about that today before the game, and that he just really enjoys these moments, and he doesn't like going home for vacation early. So I think Fernando Tatis Jr. is the guy that you have to be extremely careful to pitch to if you're the Chicago Cubs, because that's a game wrecker.
We said Luis Arraez, by the way. Coombs said it.
Absolutely
Layla
not.
Said
hey, Grody.
Absolutely
hey, Grody.
I thought you guys were going to say, like, Machado. I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
No. I told them in order. It's Tatis, yes. Machado, then Arraez.
You guys are just talking because of the bop, right? Because they can.
What scares you about Luis Arraez?
It's not. It's the fact that he will lengthen the inning for the team.
He's a pain in the ass. Like, he can hit off of any type of pitching. Contact is dangerous. All of that.
Worst case scenario.
He can work a pitch count.
Yeah, that type of guy scares me in the postseason.
He slaps a single somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is valuable in the postseason.
Well, right, that's
when
stuff.
It's like contact is important.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis Jr. can make it a 3-0 game with one swing, a 4-0 game. He can make it a 5-1 game with runners on base.
I think Arraez just eats away at you, though.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Maybe Arraez would be scarier if he could, I don't know, get on base and then steal a bag. He can't even steal a bag.
The other thing with Tatis that makes him extremely dangerous is, going to Marshall's point, like, it's not just the homers. It's not just the offense. That's a platinum glove winner in right field, which is his second position. Used to be a shortstop for everybody out there. He's an elite base runner. He can steal bags. Like, that's a guy that can ruin this series for the Chicago Cubs.
Well, on that note.
do we have to change our decision, Layla?
No. Okay. No,
come over here. Yes. Jump on this bandwagon.
I am so old school about it today.
I think I am too.
I just respect the hell out of Luis Arraez is really what it comes down to. I think.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.